You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
First time ever. Eddie Money is your artist of the day. Jim. Total Jim.
It's pretty good.
Good to have you with us on this Thanksgiving week. Dana Wright, Will Starrett, Rod Babcock, Scott Parks. Story here from the Kansas City Star. The Federal Public Defender's Office has asked for the... The Federal Public Defender's Office has asked for the release of 67 inmates from a Kansas federal prison and plans to seek freedom from more than 150 others because authorities secretly recorded conversations between prisoners and their attorneys that are supposed to be private. Most of the federal inmates are being held on drug and firearms-related charges. The practice first came to light in a prison contraband case during which criminal defense lawyers discovered that the privately run Leavenworth Detention Center was routinely recording meetings and phone conversations between attorneys and their clients.
Let them all out. You have to let them all out. I don't know if we've got murderers and rapists in that group. They have to let them all go. Every single one of these cases will be tossed. We operate under a system of rules and laws in this country. Those rules were trampled on by these idiots. And I think anyone in the prosecutor's office, Scott, who listened into these recordings and then presumably used that evidence against the accused should be disbarred.
The Justice Department has argued there is no evidence the recordings at the prison were done for reasons other than legitimate security consideration, but did not elaborate on that point.
So if that's the case, then why doesn't every single prison in the country record privileged conversations between an attorney and the accused? The attorney's not going in there trying to bust the guy out. The attorney's going in there to say, look, this is the charge against you. Tell me what happened.
Here's how we're going to plea.
Best represent you?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Scott, the bigger issue is who's going to be disbarred. And if the answer is nobody, I will be livid. Because if you are working for the government as a prosecutor and you are listening into those conversations, now they're going to say, well, we weren't really listening, but if we did hear it, we didn't use it. No, if you were listening into privileged conversations, that has to be grounds for disbarment.
Let me read you something from the text line and get your response.
Okay.
They are in prison. They have no rights.
It's not true. It's not true at all. And you know that. Even whoever texted that in knows that's not true. You might not have a gun right actively when you're in prison. You might not have
right to vote.
You certainly still have your constitutional right to privileged conversations with your attorney.
I would agree with you.
Gotta let him go. Sorry. Here's what I want to know. Who's the worst of the worst that they listened in on? You know, if it's a low-level marijuana case, you still got to let him go. That's very different than listening in if it's a murder case.
Why would they do it? They know it's wrong. They know they
That's
can't
why I'm saying
it.
They have to be disbarred. I think someone figured out they could do it and then thought, let's ride this wave. Let's ask for forgiveness and not permission. We can listen in. Let's do it. Who's going to find out? Who's going to find out that we're listening in, Scott? Well, somebody did.
By the way, I'll tell you how this came to light.
It was and it came to light kind of in the back door. This was not a case
about
them
here.
Listening in.
At least one Texas woman had been released early because a former prosecutor listened to recorded phone calls with her attorney. Michelle Roulette, 37, had been serving a five-year sentence for mail fraud, was not due for release until 2020. She was freed last month.
It always really concerns me when someone writes in and says, well, they're in jail, they don't have any rights. It really bothers me that anyone would think that. There's a reason some people say we live in the greatest country in the world and we have the greatest system. It's not a perfect system of justice,
right. But
it's a great system. Just because you disagree with someone's charged crime, not all of these people were convicted.
Well, no, they're in prison. They've been convicted. They're in prison.
But these were ongoing conversations with their attorney. So we're talking about appeals, Scott. Just because you disagree with the reason behind someone's incarceration should not make it okay that someone on the other side cheated to keep them in there.
576-7798. 576-7798. Rod had to step away. We got a full board, so let's go to it. Line one, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is David.
Hi, David. Go ahead.
I'm a corrections officer. I've actually worked for Leavenworth Detention Center, and I work for the penitentiary, the federal prison now.
Sure.
All those calls are recorded if they're made from an inmate phone. They're always recorded.
And when they are recorded, does it say at the beginning of the conversation, warning, this phone call is going to be recorded?
The inmates know. They sign paperwork when they get to the whatever facility they get to. In the paperwork, it says your phone calls are recorded.
It's different, though, if I may, David, to say that, hey, moron, dum-dum, your phone call is being recorded, and hey, dum-dum, moron.
Yeah, we're going to hand that over to the prosecutor's
office. By the
way,
everything you say is going to be handed over to the prosecutor.
Now, that's wrong, and I agree with you there. That's 100% wrong, but what I'm saying is the inmate knows that his phone call is recorded. So if he's calling his lawyer, that's on him. Is the inmate supposed to...
Else are they supposed to talk to their lawyer, Chad?
To David.
Or David, pardon me.
That's what I'm trying to get to. If they need to speak to their attorney, then they need to go to their case manager or somebody on the management staff and say, hey, I need to speak to my attorney. And then the case manager or the counselor, they'll schedule that call.
But David...
And that would be an unrecorded call?
Yes, that would be made from a staff member's phone. It's an unrecorded call. The staff member will be in the office, but he can't.
Right.
All right. You're fading out, but hopefully we'll get you back on the line here in a second. You would agree, though, there is a difference between a letter that an inmate writes or receives that is clearly reviewed by staff at the prison and the prison staff photocopying said letters and handing it over to the prosecutor.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's not supposed to happen.
And that's a good analogy. That's
what we're talking about.
That's a good
analogy.
It's one thing for the prisoner, the guard, to review the letter. What they're talking about here is akin to photocopying that letter and sending it over to the prosecutor's office.
Here's the distinction I'm trying to make. It would be one thing if I'm the prisoner, okay, Danny? You're the guard, okay? I write a letter to my friend on the outside saying, here's where I want you to put the explosives. We're going to blow a hole in the wall,
right. And
I'm going to walk right out. No problem. And then, yeah, I did it. I regret doing it, but she deserved it. And then they take letter A and say, Scott, you're basically trying to break out of the prison. We cannot ship this letter off, and you're in big trouble. And B, letter B, we're going to photocopy this, your admission of guilt, and we're going to give this to the prosecutors. Do you see my point?
Yeah. I have a question for you. Are we naive to think that this isn't happening in prisons everywhere?
Yes.
It's a recorded line. How often are prosecutors listening in on these calls? He's right. Those calls are recorded.
Yeah.
And it tells you at the beginning of the call, this call will be recorded.
I've had
calls from prisoners before as a reporter. It tells, like, there's an automated voice that comes in and says, press one if you accept the call. You do need to be aware all of this is monitored.
That's fine. Because if they say, well, you know, I'm getting ready to break out of here on Friday. Oh, I've been digging a hole through my cell.
Yeah.
I'm breaking out on Friday. There's a difference between that and, yeah, I did it. But she had it coming. Yeah, she cried like a baby. But I killed her. And then them handing that over to a lawyer. Do you see my point?
Yes.
That's what we're talking about here. 576-7798. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Well, I have been driving around town in a brand new Kia Sportage, and I'm telling you right now, I can't get enough of this car. It comes with a lifetime warranty, but that's the least of it. It's got gadgets, options. Kia has more for your money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, reverse camera, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you, Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. And Olathe Subaru now has exclusive Adventure Series, upgraded interior, lift kit, alloy wheels with aggressive off-road tread. And right now, at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Bill George, who owns both, is a pillar in our community and has worked with local charities for years. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Somewhere in this town.
Let's go to Chad in Leavenworth. Like hello, Chad.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana. How you doing?
Doing well, buddy.
Hi.
Thanks.
Hey, I've got a couple things I'd like to say. Leavenworth is very corrupt. In fact, if you have a problem against Leavenworth, there is a lawyer out there that will take your case to go against them because they will not make you a happy day after that. And also, my father, he was creating a subdivision, and he got into it with the board up there. And after that, I have reaped the benefits of that after he cussed them out. They constantly have bombarded me with things to, you know, I don't get away with anything.
But there's a difference between, and I understand your complaint about Leavenworth. I've heard it many times. But this is the federal prison, not the state prison.
Well, the state or the federal, everything up in Leavenworth isn't. They're not on, you know, they're on their own board, is the way that I look at it. They don't foresee to any rules. They make the rules.
Okay. All right, partner.
I still can't believe the number of people saying, and I'm seeing a lot of this on the text line, they're in prison, they don't have any rights. They're like your child with a cell phone. That cell phone belongs to you. You can take it at any time.
They do have rights.
It scares me that any American would think that just because you are in custody, you lose all of your rights. That is a terrifying notion. It should terrify everyone listening. That you would want to or think we should live in a society that when you are incarcerated or handcuffed for something you either did or didn't do, that you suddenly don't have rights.
Mm-hmm. You lose certain rights.
Of course you do.
You lose your right to own a gun.
You lose your right to freedom.
To vote. You have to walk freely. You do not lose your right to representation.
You don't lose your search and seizure rights.
Yes, you do.
Not at the time, you don't.
Well, they have every right to come into your room.
I'm thinking of a car stop.
Okay. But I'm talking once you're in prison, you forfeit just about every right you have except your right to fair representation. You would agree with that?
That's a big one.
In jail, they can search pretty much anywhere.
I'm thinking of the traffic stop.
They can check that prison wallet right now.
Yes, they've got you in handcuffs on the side of the curb, okay? So you are in custody. You do not give up your search and seizure rights.
No, but we're talking about people in prison.
Within the walls of the prison, you do.
Yeah. Let's go to David in Lee's Summit. David, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing
well.
Hi. Thanks, man.
Nice to talk to you guys. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, the pleasure's
Listen, Listen, I agree with Dana that they shouldn't be, and I don't think that there's any doubt. I don't know. You're talking about those people who say they don't have any rights. I don't know what's wrong with them, but I think most of us will agree that they have the client-attorney privilege, and that shouldn't be breached. My thing is I think she goes too far. Release them? I don't think so. They're in there because they were convicted of a crime, okay? You can't release them because they got listened to. What you can do is you can, any charges that may have stemmed from those conversations would have to be dropped.
Correct.
Okay. That I would 100% agree. If they've got something from you while you were in prison that led to another conviction, and it was because they were doing something like listening into your privileged conversations, then that should be dropped. But no. If they're in for murder or whatever, they have to serve that sentence. That does not abrogate the sentence that they're in there for.
I would agree with that.
But doesn't it taint any shot at your legal appeal? Because to me it does.
Assuming you have an appeal left, yes. However, I'm with David in this regard. It does not mean that the conviction of which you were originally found guilty, of which you're now serving, 20 years, a life sentence, whatever, if they begin the recording after
your conviction
and after you're in prison, that doesn't mean that we get to go back and wipe out everything else that you've been convicted of.
I would agree with that.
Okay. It just means from here on out, that appeal, they cannot bring anything up in the appeal that they may have stolen, which is what they did, stolen in a phone conversation. Okay. But you still did commit the murder. You're still serving life in prison for the murder. They weren't recording before that.
If you can show me that nothing, no privacy or privileged conversation rights were breached prior to the conviction, I would agree with you.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Just who can say what in court? We'll explain coming up.
Dana Wright here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Was chatting with Scott and Steve over the weekend, and they reminded me, look, if you are in the market to buy any fine jewelry, if you're in the market to sell any of your jewelry, I have a girlfriend going in to meet with them with a ton of estate jewelry that she has, and she's not sure what to do with it. If you are in the market to do any of that before the holidays, you have to call by private appointment and get on their schedule right now. It's hard to believe Thanksgiving is upon us. We are weeks away from the holidays. You got to get in on that schedule if you want something designed for you and sold directly to you in time for Christmas. 913-660-9609 is the number to call by private appointment only. 913-660-9609, or check out everything they have done for so many KMBZ listeners online at KriegelMeshDiamonds.com, KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
3:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Sterrett. A federal judge says he won't immediately rule on whether to allow testimony from Somali immigrants who lived at an apartment complex in Garden City, Kansas, that was targeted in a bomb plot. Defense attorneys for three men convicted in the plot have asked the Somalis' victim impact statements be barred from the sentencing hearing because no one was injured. The judge said during a hearing today he couldn't recall ever denying someone the right to be heard. The search continues for a driver who fled after hitting and killing a tow truck driver in Kansas City. Crash happened as the victim was securing a vehicle on his truck along I-35 north of downtown. Police say the hit-and-run driver was behind the wheel of a black sedan. The United States closes off northbound traffic for several hours at the busiest border crossing with Mexico to install new security barriers, a day after hundreds of Tijuana residents protested against the presence of thousands of Central American migrants. The U.S. also closed one of two pedestrian crossings at the San Ysidro crossing in a move apparently aimed at preventing any mass rush of migrants across the border. Traffic and weather together next. It's 3:32.
Hey, Dana Wright here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. I just got back from Volkswagen of Lee's Summit today, and I have been waiting to share with you that we just had the greatest experience going in and buying a used car for our daughter. If you are looking for new, if you are looking for used, you are going to love the fantastic staff at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. I really was in and out, signed all the paperwork. I got in and out of there under 45 minutes today. Just quick, quick, quick. Fantastic service. And wait until you see what they can do to finance your either new or used car at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Just a great experience for us. And remember, if you're looking for new, a 2018, a 2019, check out the safety features on those new cars, especially on that Atlas. The huge, clear backup camera. The side impact alert system. If somebody's driving in your blind spot that shouldn't be back there, your car will tell you. It is a great feature for especially a younger driver around town here. Head on into Volkswagen Lee Summit on 5470 in Colburn Road or online at vwleesummit.com, vwleesummit.com.
A pretty quiet go of it here in Kansas City as we're trekking on through our big Thanksgiving holiday week. The only rain chance coming in by Friday afternoon. Fair weather for the rest of today, and as the night goes on, we're dropping that low down to the low 20s, and we're back up to the low to mid 40s later on Tuesday with plenty of sun. Clear Tuesday night to low 35, and then mostly sunny and middle 50s in the forecast for Wednesday and for Thanksgiving Day. Rain Friday afternoon. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
43 downtown, 44 in that work zone on 435, and 44 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Oh, the great Johnny Cash. 576-7798. Let's go to Mark in Blue Springs. Hello, Mark.
Hello, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Did you say that this was a private prison? Or I thought that's what I heard you say at the beginning.
I believe that's right. Let me double-check the copy here, but I believe that is correct.
Because there's always an argument whether or not to privatize prisons, and I don't know what would be better. Mark, I don't know.
That's where I'm coming from. I think we note there's problems in governmental-run prisons, but, oh, my God, running prisons for profit, that's a concern for me.
Yes, it was the privately-run Leavenworth Detention Center.
What did they get out of it? By allowing violation of constitutional rights. That's what I wonder.
But would it be any less likely with a government-run institution, Mark? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know either, but I know that, for me, I have a real concern about imprisoning people. And I mean, we hear how bad things are in governmental prisons, but we hear a lot more, I think, about the horrendous conditions in privately-run prisons. And to me, it's almost like you're setting people up for slave labor, and they have broken the law, but do they deserve? I mean, there's a concern for governmental prisons out in California now for people being fighting fires.
Used to fight fires. Yeah, I saw that.
Well, now, wait. Everybody back up. It was not uncommon with the state-run Lansing Penitentiary when I was growing up to see the inmates who were on short shrift, dare I say, released within a year, to be out between the median on K7 Highway picking up trash. Is that slave labor?
Community service. I'm for that. But I guess let me get back to this case with this in this instance. What is the consequence for violating someone's constitutional rights?
It's a great question, Mark. It's a great question. Because my guess is none, which is why I go back to I would like to see the attorneys disbarred if they listened in on these calls. There's any first-year law student knows this is against the rules.
Right. I guess I'm just thinking of Eisenhower warning us about the military-industrial complex. What about the prison-industrial complex? I mean, it's just, I'm not saying people don't deserve to be punished, but unfortunately for some of your listeners, they still have rights. These listeners can vent all they want, but when it comes to going to court, they still have rights. So that does make us America.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you.
Thank you.
And one last thing, I'd like to say hello to my wife, Karen, who would never believe that I would call this show.
Well, I'm glad that you did,
Mark. Why would she not believe that? Because
I'm a radical moderate, and She would think that I wouldn't. I'm a NPR listener mostly, but I really like your show. I think your show has moved a little bit more to what I would consider to be the center, given the current political situation.
Mark, let me ask you this: does your wife listen to this show?
Oh, she's addicted to your show.
She is. Okay.
Good.
Would you like for me to put you on hold, and we will call your wife?
Well, I would love that, but she's at a meeting, and so that's why I'm here picking up my grandson.
Well, you tell her, Mark, that we love that you called in. You call in anytime.
You bet, and I enjoy very much talking to you.
All right, you be good. And don't listen to that NPR. It's crap.
NPR.
Let's go to line one. You're on the air. Hello, line one.
Hi.
Hi. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, go ahead.
Well, was this CCA? Is that the name of it?
I don't know. It just said a privately run prison in Leavenworth. I'm assuming that's CCA, but I don't know that for a fact.
Well, if it was, I was at that facility for about a year, about 5 years ago, and it definitely needs an overhaul there. We would where I was at, I was in what they called the SHU, Special Housing Unit, and they would do a shakedown, and we were walked out in our underwear, and they did not have enough male staff or staff to do this, so they started calling in the female secretarial staff and to search the cells.
Now, caller, so I understand this correctly, and I'm sort of familiar with Leavenworth, this is the old... Correct me if I'm wrong, okay? This is the old state women's penitentiary over there.
No, this is different then. This is different.
Well, which one are you talking about?
It's called CCA. It's
okay.
A privately run, for-profit prison.
Okay, now who runs the old women's penitentiary that's not run by the state anymore?
That I could not tell you.
Okay, all right.
Do you mind sharing why you were in for a year?
I was being transferred.
For
okay.
What?
For what, though?
A drug offense.
Okay.
And it was okay, but there was a lot of things that needed to be addressed, and that was one of them. And I personally complained about that and filed paperwork over that because I didn't think that females should be in there, secretarial staff, that is.
Yeah.
You know, when men are walking around, and I actually have heard them make comments about the guys as they were walking out of the cells because we were taken over one at a time and put into the shower unit. Then they would go and search your cell. Afterwards, they would come and get you, do a body search, then put you back in your cell.
Can I ask you how long total you served? What was your total length of incarceration?
It was probably about 3 years.
Okay.
About 3 years.
And you're out and doing good now and keeping your nose clean?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
you
would understand, caller, I'm going to tell you what everybody in the audience is saying, or at least some of them. Suck it up, buttercup. Don't break the law.
Exactly. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Right.
But there is a little bit of, being treated like a human being and with a little bit of respect. I mean, there's a lot of guys in there that don't deserve it. Believe me, I saw them. And they're, there are some that are just plain animals, but... You know, there's a lot of people in there that messed up. They made the wrong choice at the wrong time, and they're sorry for what they did, just as I am. And, we deserve a chance. This is supposed to be the land of second chances, but sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Hey,
all
thank
right.
you for all your right. honesty.
Yeah, thank you for the all call, right. man. Do appreciate it. 576-7798, 576-7798. Amy in Kansas City. Amy, hello.
Hi.
Heather.
Hi.
So the issue that everybody keeps bringing up about the prison being private, that means nothing more than it costs the state less to run the prison than it does if it were run by the prison. Because I have family that are correction officers at that prison, and I also have a close associate who happens to be an attorney on this case. The issue with them recording and using those things in court is hugely against the law. It has nothing to do with whether or not it's private prison or state-run.
Yeah.
it's a matter of principle on if you're going to convict them, do it lawfully. And this is not the only prison in the country that's currently being investigated for this. Everybody keeps tossing up, is it private, is it state, is it, you know, a state-run thing? Those are both a wash. It really doesn't matter either way.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It does not, but thank you for the call. 576-7798. By the way, the Garden City Police Chief has just been suspended without pay.
So we're clear, that means there's nobody
that is correct
policing Garden City.
That is correct.
Not the chief, not the 6 or 8 fired employees last week.
That is correct.
Got it.
Well, they'd be under county police, right?
Yeah. Have fun with that, Cass County.
Well, I used to, when I lived in Oak Grove as a kid, they had county police. And I only know that because when kids would get together to party, it would be on a gravel road somewhere.
Right.
And the cops would show up and say, hey, go over to Lafayette County if you want to do this. And then the Lafayette County cops would show up and say, hey, go over to Jackson if you want to do this. And that was it. But they didn't have an actual police department in Oak Grove at that time.
I would be demanding
a refund
if I was a taxpayer. I would be demanding a refund in my taxes because they are all paying for a police department that, as of today, actually doesn't exist.
The chief of police, Thomas Alber, has just been suspended without pay. There is no police department now in all of Garden City, Missouri.
Got it.
Okay. 576-7798. Good days. Good times. 576-7798. Scott Parks, my friends at KC Smile, you know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done unbelievable transformations for people who are unhappy with their smile. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. I know there are moms out there. You've put everything ahead of yourselves for years. Now the kids are out of the house, they're grown up. It's time to turn everything back on yourself. Why not spoil yourself with a beautiful new smile? Dr. Headley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging that will show you how your smile will look after the dental procedure. This is a pain-free process. Most smile makeovers completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Kara Marxer did it. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com. Again, kcsmile.com.
Hey, call my folks at Seal Wants KC and have them come inside and seal and protect your garage floor, your basement floor. You know, we just bought a little squeegee thing, for lack of a better word, for the garage floor. You know, when you drive your car in, if it has snowed, if it's been raining, all of that muck and snow and debris, leaves come off your car and onto your garage floor. I got that squeegee out on Saturday, squeegeed all the water out of the garage, and it looks brand new. That floor has held up so well. We've had it more than a year in the garage and many, many years on our basement floor. Do not put carpet in your basement. Have them come down and put that permanent polymer decorative coating. It looks good. It is so easy to keep clean. If you have pets, if you have allergies, definitely look into that in lieu of carpet. Give them a call today at Seal Once, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call, get a 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com, call 816-942-3927 today.
Get into another local story, the near slave-like conditions that a UMKC professor put on some of his doctoral students. We'll get to that in just a moment. But if you are just joining us, the police department in Garden City, Missouri, which had been reduced from 7 to 1, has now been reduced to 0. The chief of police has just been suspended without pay. Garden City, Missouri, population 1,600, not a big town, certainly a small town, has no police department as of this afternoon. Now, Will the Cass County Sheriff's Department be expected to patrol Garden City, Missouri? Yes. Will there?
Did your response times just go up exponentially?
Yes. What the hell? And I'm being serious because there has been no explanation whatsoever.
Well, did you see a couple of the news stations? I assume all of them, but a couple of the news stations, because I was flipping around, had an attempted interview with the police chief.
Okay.
And I say attempted because he was like, it was really hard. Tough decisions had to be made. And then he ran into this little storefront and shut the door. What I have never understood, and we talked about this a little bit last week, Scott, is that you cannot just unilaterally decide in some meeting, and I don't care how big your population is, we still, again, back to the system of rules, you can't just decide to get rid of your police department. You can't just do that. And I think what has happened here is the chief just did that, and now someone has stepped in, thank God, I don't know who, and said, no, wait.
But by chief, I think you mean mayor.
Whoever decided...
The chief didn't fire himself.
Whoever decided unilaterally to wipe out the police force last week,
okay,
and the chief absolutely was in on that, did not have the right to do that
but now
in the manner
chief,
in which they did it.
But now the chief, Dana, has been suspended without pay. So was he in on the original decision? I don't know.
I don't know about anybody else, but I know for me personally, my first thought was, what did they do?
Okay.
Because it seems more like a punishment than a monetary decision.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be one thing for them to say, look, it would be cheaper for us to contract our...
With the sheriff's department.
Than it is to pay all these police officers. But it doesn't feel like that. It feels like somebody did something wrong. And they're like, before anybody finds out, we're firing every one of you.
Yep, and here we go. This is according to Fox 4. When a human resources specialist representing the city showed up, laid off all seven officers in the police department, leaving the chief, Albert, as the only employee at the time with no explanation as why. This is last week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The HR specialist did give the chief other instructions, such as not talking to the media. Albert said he chose to speak with the media because this is a public safety issue.
Agreed.
And so,
good for him.
My guess is, Rod, he talks about it because, hello, we just wiped out our police department and I was not even told why or that this was happening. And now maybe they're coming in and retaliating and said, we told you not to talk to the media. You're out.
What?
I still think somebody did something wrong.
Okay.
All of them?
Enough that they said all you were gone.
Hmm. You have no police department.
Evidently, that's better than the lawsuits that are going to come. And this is all guessing on, allegedly, this is all guessing on my behalf.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't believe, you know, the mayor said, and he's only communicating on Facebook, that we in this city are sad that this is what it has come to due to the budget of the city.
Well, quit speaking in vagary.
Well, if it's true that they don't have the money to pay the police department, Scott, well, then the question isn't that. This is why the media is now in that town. The question becomes why.
Mm-hmm.
All of those citizens are paying taxes for basic city services.
Sure.
Policing is a basic city service.
Agreed.
Service. If you cannot then cut the check for those officers, you're going to have to tell me why.
576-7798. I would field a handful of calls from Garden City, Missouri. What in the name of Sam Hill is going on in your town? Seriously. 1,600 people. You have a police department of roughly seven full and part-time and a chief. The chief basically just got canned today. You have no police department. So now the Cass County Sheriff's Department, assuming they're willing to do it and they'll have to be contracted, is now your law enforcement entity. You have no chief. You have no police department. 576-7798 to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ, getting reports of an active shooter near a hospital. More next.
Hey, you know, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things: comfort, safety, affordability. You get all three. when you shop at a Latham Kia and a Latham Subaru. I'm driving the Kia Sportage. I love this car. My daughter the other day said, Dad, when I'm old enough, can I have it? No. Both a Latham Kia and a Latham Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. And a Latham Subaru now has exclusive Adventure Series, upgraded interior, lift kit, alloy wheels with aggressive off-road tread, roof crossbars and basket, fog lights, and so much more. And at Olathe Subaru, you can now buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.